The United Nations office in Geneva on Tuesday had a commemoration in honor of Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, who died on the 5th of December. The South African legendary freedom fighter, first democratically elected president of the country and global icon, was put to rest at his home village of Qunu on Sunday. I put together excerpts from the event, which was moderated by UN spokesperson in Geneva, Corinne Momal-Venian.
Good morning and a warm welcome to all as we gather to honor Nelson Mandela. Our first speaker today is the Acting Director General of the United Nations Office at Geneva, Mr. Michael Muller. Mr. Director General.
Mr. Secretary General, Ambassador Minty, distinguished representatives of the African Union and the regional groups, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, it is truly a privilege to welcome you to this commemoration to honor the life and achievements of the former President of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. As we have been reminded over the past weeks, Nelson Mandela touched the lives of people across the world, regardless of background or circumstance. His example gave hope to millions of Africans and inspired the entire world. Today, we bring together the international community in Geneva, represented here on the podium through the coordinators of the five regional groups, for a global tribute to Mr. Mandela that reflects the extent and the depth of the admiration for him. It is a special honor to have with us Nelson Mandela's friend and peer, Secretary General Kofi Annan, who not only shared a deep personal bond with the late president, but also embodies a unique relationship between Mr. Mandela and the United Nations, formed in the collective struggle against apartheid and consolidated in the efforts to build a democratic South Africa, rooted in the rule of law and respect for the human rights of all.
Thank you, Mr. Director General. We will now proceed to a candle lighting ceremony, and I will ask all our speakers and the representatives of the regional groups to walk to the table and light together the candles symbolizing how the world is united in mourning Nelson Mandela. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mrs. Navi Pillay, could not be with us today, but she has sent us a video message, which we'll now watch.
Mandela is being honored in countless such ceremonies across South Africa and the world over. He is revered for leading South Africa out of oppression to freedom and democracy, and is acclaimed internationally as the greatest moral leader of our time. He renounced the path of vengeance and retribution and carried the nation with him in achieving reconciliation and a united South Africa.
I would now like to ask the former Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Kofi Annan, to take the floor. Mr. Secretary General.
Dear friends, we are gathered here today to pay tribute to and commemorate the life of a great man. Nelson Mandela led a singular life of sacrifice, dignity, and political genius. His struggle for freedom and justice brought about the end of one of the great evils of modern times. He held his country together when it threatened to break apart. And as he moved his nation towards justice, he inspired the world with his strength and compassion. In him, we celebrate a courageous champion of peace, a clear moral compass, and a leader of unparalleled vision.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. I would now like to ask you all to stand as we listen to the anthem of the Republic of South Africa.